It used to amaze me that even though pre-dreadlocked, dressed in conga from head to toe, carrying my babies on my back, basket on my head, chewing sugar cane sticks and pepper sprinkled muhogo roast just like everybody else. Before I even opened my mouth to speak, they could somehow tell that I was someone else, different, other than. I couldn't hide it even though I tried, and I almost lost myself. In my freshly landed, just got off the boat enthusiasm of living in Africa, I tried to blend, to melt, homogenize, disappear, erase the essence of what made me who I was and am, an African who grew up in and was molded by the hoods of America, and I almost lost myself. I almost lost the distinctive stride that signals she ain't from here. I'm a Toka Mahali and Guinea boy now. I almost lost my fierce, laughing, in your face, sister tone of voice, and my hands on hips, finger waving, snake charming. You ain't about to tell me I can't let loose. I tucked that me tightly under my conga wraps and demure gaze and soft, gentle handshake, and I almost lost it in giving it up. But I woke up just in time and place and attitude. I had to learn to remember that the I that is me has a history as rich and as valid as anyone born with the dust of our African ancestors squished lovingly between their baby toes. I learned to remember that the middle passage memories still twisting in my DNA, causing frequent bouts of claustrophobic episodes, or as real as the recollection of those who had never been ripped from the reassuring womb of family and history and language and food and religion. I learned to remember that the French etymology of my name was just as valid and honorable and blessed as Habibas or Aminas or Aisha's, because it was given to me in love by those who loved me and marked me as surely as eternally swollen scarification cuts of a Dinka lady. I learned to reject feelings of embarrassment at having been born an African in America, off land, offshore, thousands of miles off course from where I might have been had those captors not had such a pressing need for dark rum and cotton gins. I learned to remember and bring honor to the fact that I'm still the fly in the ointment, the lump in the clotted cream, the wrinkle in the dry cloth, the hard green pea under the stack of mattresses. And after having lived in Africa for going on 40 years, I'm still different, set apart, a Negro. but it no longer bothers me that folks still ask me, even after I've explained that I've lived in a village in the heart of Wamewu homeland in Africa for years and years and years, probably even before they were born. It no longer bothers me, I tell you, when they say in response to my explanation, yes, I do understand that, but now watch out. Here it comes, but where are you from? Hey.